And the way you take the time, between your bathtub floats, playing with your yellow duck, dolphin, and boats, to dash off enthusiastic thank you notes when you read in a newspaper or magazine about someone who's pleading the cause for saving plankton, or baby seals, whales, New Hampshire foxes, or even one tree. Someone who's published an article about the evils of hunting, the courage of the Indians at Wounded Knee, or attacking the hypocrisy of the AMA and the FDA. How you rush to the typewriter to let them know they're not alone, to congratulate them for caring enough to speak out. And the time you gave a Tarzan shout as you wrote to me in a letter, "I'm a huge atomic mushroom, unleashed, booming pyramid rainbows of love and peace into the world, striking positive harmony into negative hateful. I feel myself growing and expanding into the universe." While you were standing on your head in your usual way, with Beethoven playing in the background. So high on life, so much in love with all you survey, no wonder you're puzzled by people who need alcohol or drugs to see nature's beauty and hear her symphonies of glory come crashing through the constellations. Why do I sit here in this rocking chair, weeping, when I should be so happy, so full of peace, just to know you're lying in the den, mine, and sleeping, so warm, so near and dear? What would I do without you? Oh, what would I do if you ever grew weary of waiting for me to show that I care about you, weary of waiting for me to understand, and I reached out some midnight for your familiar hand, but you weren't there, and I touched only empty air? What would I do if someday you happened to leave, to go away? The room is dark. It has suddenly grown colder. The fire is dying. I know what I'll do before we're 1 minute older. I'll go in and awaken you, but not by crying as I did when I woke you from your nap last week. No, I'll tiptoe quietly into the den and wake you slowly, tenderly, with a tiny snowflake kiss on your cheek, to let you know how glad I am of you. Yes, that's what I'll do. I'll awaken you softly, gently, then tell you how much I need you and love you, and thank you for loving me too. Maybe Raphael's and Botticelli's jeweled colors, Rembrandt's and Leonardo da Vinci's, too, were real, not just painted. The way life looks through crystals of tenderness. You smiled at me tonight, at the bottom of the stairs, with so much love in your eyes. All you said was,
"Let's go for a walk in the woods, tomorrow at dawn. Just you and me alone. Before the world's awake, I'll show you how we can make a coyote or a deer come near by remaining very, very still, projecting kindness."
And all I said was, "I'll set the alarm for 5. But we were stained glass, ruby red and cobalt blue, and the choir was singing,
"Morning star, be